I can start getting some stuff set up while they get up here. We are live. We are going to do the Spider-Man episode.
Live-action Spider-Man-o stuff. Webs and nets that look like webs. And
waiting for it to actually show up.
Oh, I'm in the chat and stuff, yeah. So. Yeah. Yep.
There we go.
Don't fuck them over.
Hey, Shane, are you ready for some net spider webbing?
Oh, there we go.
Cool. Not really. That's dumb.
Yeah. Rope.
Because one episode's too few, two is just not enough for the day.
This is
three stream.
Well, this will also,
ow!
This will also, you know, be enough content for them to last them while we're gone. We are live.
Yeah, you can talk, Shane.
You can talk to them.
Well, I didn't know I was live.
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, I told you we were live when you got in here.
Yeah, I'm just setting things up right now.
Yeah, Bill's setting stuff up. He's changing we're just the bullshitting name around like we always do at the start of the episode anymore.
And I had to give my girl a hug and get some water.
Hug.
Hey, Bill, you going to cut me off this time?
We'll see.
Don't worry, I won't Nancy Grace you this time because I know you'd enjoy it too much.
Okay, so we are just about to get underway. This is going to be episode 198, Spider-Man. It's going to be pretty sweet, to be fair. Spider-Man is, he's one of those heroes that for me, in general, was one of my all-time favorites. Probably pitted more because, like, the 90s series that we grew up with made me really like him a lot in that
the
time.
Amazing Spider-Man. Right.
No, Spider-Man.
No, the
Spider-Man. The Amazing
Spider-Man
was
series.
Later.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was the Amazing Spider-Man.
Nope, it was just Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it was Marvel's Spider-Man because if you've got the Disney, Disney thing, it's on there.
Dude, I have slept a little bit since I was a kid, so I don't 100% remember everything. Unless it's Final Fantasy IV.
Now, I remember growing up.
I remember everything.
Well, it sounds like there's a puppy who wants in the studio.
I remember literally growing up and seeing the black and white on television where, like, a bunch of gangsters, like, the first Spider-Man thing I ever seen, I remember it was really strange because I was just flipping channels. You never guess where the fuck I was.
Skinamax.
where
Scramble Born.
Where you went, Bama.
I went down to
Alabama. Oh, down to Bama!
For a while.
you
that's where Bill saw all of his favorite movies
there were
and
only,
TV shows.
There were only four channels.
I
remember that because up here we had fucking cable and it was all kinds of shit to watch. And down there I would just watch, like, that's where I really started watching Star Trek. Because they were like TV Land would be on the television, and like the other channel was playing black and white television all day. So like I watched I Love Lucy and old fucking sitcom shit, and watched serials that they would play, and like and then the other thing was a PBS, and the other channel was news basically all fucking day, and that was it. There were only four fucking channels where I was, and I remember seeing a Spider-Man show. Where, like, he's running up a staircase, and I didn't know what he really was. I was young, and the Spider-Man series hadn't even come out yet. And they get up the stairs, and he, like, jumps, and then, like, he's on top of that thing where they come out the door, and he puts his hands out. And I remember even as a kid being like, because they very blatantly, he does like this, and it makes a noise like, wah! And then the next scene, somebody just like throws a net on those four guys. It was very blatantly like cheap as shit, and they were like, oh, damn it! Like, and I remember even as a kid, I was like, So he's got like net shooters. He shoots like a net. Like, it didn't even register that was a web, because the effect was so bad, it didn't even get it across to me as a kid. But yeah, it's time to dive into this. We'll go around the room and do that stuff. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry, yo.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. You all right there, Scott?
Yeah. I'm okay.
You need one of these here monster mules to fuel you back up?
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
No.
We are going to jump into the 1969 fan film Spider-Man. That's where we're starting today.
Oh, there goes my phone.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Bams. There you go, Shane. He's got web wings.
Yep.
Huh. So the first costume made has fucking web wings.
He had that in the comics, too.
Yes.
Yes. So. Yeah, they would show up and go away and show up and go away depending on who was writing him.
Right.
This is awful right here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's crooked.
This is crooked. This is that crooked. But that's a shirt. It's not a belt. That's a shirt. And that makes it even worse now that I'm thinking about it. Is that a sash? Or is that part of his shirt?
That's part of his shirt.
If that's part of his shirt, then the shirt is wrong to begin with.
You know,
and his boots are all fucking
derpy.
Tangled. Derpy.
Is he wearing like shorts with like pants underneath?
Yes.
He's oh,
wearing
he
a
is.
Pair of shorts it, with leggings
the,
underneath.
Oh
them.
My God. No, then those are shorts that are pulled up over the shirt.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
And they're crooked.
This is straight up awful.
and you haven't even next yet.
I gotta go away now. Okay, I already
this
one.
You haven't even next yet.
Yeah, I haven't even gone to the next one yet. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, and yeah. I had to go away, check.
I like
check,
the Charlie's
and,
Angels yeah. hot lady thing.
He also got a gun. Mom.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
It's a snub-nosed 22, but yep. fuck it. It's yeah. all good.
Next. Whoo!
As a sad-looking spider guy. What? Who it's, the fuck is the villain?
He's fighting fucking
Quan Chi.
Your soul is mine, bitch! I ain't got a soul!
Fucking in Mortal Kombat.
I guess I could have said Destro, but he doesn't have the...
Nope, it's Quan
no
Chi.
Chrome
now that you say that,
it
all
is
I could
forever Quan
think
Chi.
Of, yeah, and now that you say shit. That, all I could think of is fucking Immortal by... oh, God damn it, what's the name of the band? Because they did the fucking song for it. Damn it.
Adema?
Yes, Adema. Yes.
Now that
more like enema for this now, fucking guy,
so,
right?
Someone says Quan Chi gets a 5.
Quan Chi
Quan Chi!
Next.
Whew. Oh, God. Oh,
is that what man. You're talking about? He's like hanging on the wall and then just... Psh, and then they throw the net.
Man, that makes me wonder if this is what I see.
Okay, I want you to look at this guy down here that Spider-Man is fighting.
Alright, dude. It's not a wedding. Take the veil off.
Now, here's the thing. I was young.
Or is
I mean,
that a plastic
I was
bag?
Fucking young as shit. I remember it was
well,
before
murder.
The Spider-Man series came out. I was only like maybe 4 or some shit like that, and I went down
so,
to stay a month.
Now that this is in color, with some of these pictures in color, we can really see
the
that it
gloves
should have
are
stayed
gloves.
Black and white.
Oh, the black and white would have helped.
The black and right. white actually looks better than the color.
Here's a real kicker for you, though.
I love how. Spider-Man and fucking Quan Chi are slow dancing.
Are you realizing that this is the first time that the colors were right?
They're right.
Yeah.
The colors are right. That
black
is
black
the
and red.
That's the Steve Ditko color design.
But
black
and
red. And when it wasn't until years fucking later, like the last movie, that they finally did it again.
Well, I'm going to say something right now. I don't like when belts and sashes and stuff are crooked. That's
I didn't say this guy
no.
was good.
But there's also something else. When you go out yeah. to fight, when you go out to fight, we'll call it crime. We'll call it crime. That guy, I don't...
He's mugging that guy. He's taking his ring.
Take that... Okay, Spider-Man needs to go home. Put his costume on an ironing board. Get the fucking wrinkles out.
He's wrinkling.
Ironing
shit,
board,
man.
No! He needs to take that shit to a dry cleaner.
He needs to do something.
He needs that permanent
wrinkles,
press.
Those wrinkles are really pissing me off.
Okay, so here's a question. This is a big one. Because now that we've done it, we could start asking this question. First Batman versus first Spider-Man. Better costume?
First Batman was older, different time period. I'm going to say Batman.
Batman wins?
Yes.
Because I'm giving it to Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that first Batman costume is better than this first Spider-Man
this
costume.
This first Spider-Man costume, while, okay, you got the colors right. Congrats. It's not hard to get colors right.
You'd be amazed.
I seen it, but it shouldn't be hard. I don't like the bagginess of his outfit, first off, because it shows wrinkles. And you got to look good when you're fighting fat guy.
I don't like these rolled down booties that can't stay up.
They're dumb. You know,
Batman wore boots.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, he had like black leather boots.
Next?
Yeah, we got Nexus. I'm getting tired of looking at it.
Fucking Spider-Man's wearing oven mitt boots.
That was it. Oven mitts on his hand.
So this Spider-Man to me is a goddamn one.
It's a zero.
It's a two. It's a two because I'm a fan of the material and I could see that Spider-Man. I didn't say it was good.
All right,
but our grading
five,
scale says that if you're a fan of this material, you will recognize it. You will appreciate
color
it.
Color scheme.
It's awful.
Color scheme is fine. It's the correct.
You know what?
It's 0.5.
1.5. It's still bad for what it is, but it. I do see Spider-Man.
I do see Spider-Man. Let's do some nitpicking.
Some?
I see.
You've already done some.
Well, let's continue to do.
I see shitty Spider-Man design, so I'm going ass. With the one ass.
1.55.
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
I thought it was 1.88. I sort
of.
Oh, yeah, 1.88. I'm sorry.
Why is it that I remember this shit?
Because you're the one who started ass.
All right, just remember, ass is one DeLorean going at 88 miles an hour.
But that's not ass. That's cool.
No, to go back in time, so that way hopefully we can change it so we never see this again.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I like that, actually.
See?
That was good. Okay, first off, okay, this picture right here, if it's a shirt, a sash, whatever, part of his pants, whatever, it's crooked.
I'm pretty sure those are his shorts. I mean, like, you can't tell. I think those are those shorts. Because look, I think those are the shorts pulled up over a shirt.
I got to be honest with you. When this dude, fashion is something. You got wrinkled clothes, fucking crooked clothes.
Dude, this is fucking awful.
One, he gets a one, and that one is only because the colors are correct, and I can see Spider-Man. And that is it. That is it.
Yeah, this is awful.
That is it. I don't like him. He's suffocating.
Do we have it?
Say 1.176, so a 1.18.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Did we get a year on that?
1969.
Yes, this was 69.
Well, Bill said that we're getting out of here, so bye.
73.
A 3 Dev Adam production.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, this one.
The Spider-Man's a villain.
Yeah. I already have mine, yeah. That's next.
What the shit?
Just fucking next.
Next.
I'm fucking typing in chat and fucking I look up and what the fuck?
It doesn't matter, next.
What the hell is Spider-Man doing to that woman that fucking derpy Captain America's leaping kingdoms over a goddamn wall after?
Fucking wow. I'm kind of mesmerized. what the
Nick.
Fuck?
What? Sorry, type in the chat.
I was going to have you... What?
Oh my.
What the shit? What? What?
What is happening?
Headphone users, I'm sorry.
I already know my score, so you can go ahead next.
I already threw mine down. It's a goddamn zero. Next!
What the fuck?
What
is happening? We got wrestler Destro picking up some dude while Christmas Spider-Man is, like, doing a jig with his fucking open eyes and fucking popped collar. Collar Captain America is ready to throw the fuck down.
You like what I'm typing in chat? Like, I'm gonna focus on chat for a bit.
Like, right? What in the fuck, dude? Next.
You know what?
Well, that fucking helped.
I feel bad for Stan Lee. He's probably rolling over in his grave right now.
Holy shit. Next. No. Next. That was fucking painful.
Zero.
That is what a zero looks like. Not that first guy.
Alright, so superheroes is different, right?
No, Spider-Man was a villain in that movie.
No, I'm just saying superheroes is different, right?
What you're asking? Yes, superheroes is a
negative five!
We're going to be covering a lot of heroes.
I don't care.
Just wait till you see Captain America.
I'll rely on somebody. That'll be Scott's department. Right, Scott?
Looking at Captain America's got to be better than what I went through with this shit.
True.
You'll be surprised.
Save your nuke for Cap. I'll take care of Spider-Man for you. Unless you want to do it, and I'll save mine for Cap.
Listen, that whole experience. I'm like letting my brain cells like regrow because I just blew a whole bunch out of my head, and that's why it was quiet the whole time because I couldn't put word. I couldn't put words together.
The chat seems to be under the assumption that he gets a zero. I'm seeing just
the chat is correct.
Like six people are like, go kill yourself. Zero.
Oh, shit, kill self.
I'm
zero,
sorry.
Zero, zero.
We can't use that excuse anymore. This is 73. Spider-Man's been around long enough. The time period does not count now.
So tell me. What comic books has anyone here read that Spider-Man was fucking red and green? Bill, you've read a lot of Spider-Man.
I don't seem to remember that ever being a look.
No.
Scott, you've read a lot of Spider-Man.
Unless it was a Christmas special.
I'm not saying it's impossible that one random book did have him looking like that, but I don't remember it ever.
Unless that version got killed off in the Spider-Verse.
Maybe comic. From back in the day type of thing. But, yeah, like, the only thing I could think of that would have had something like that was wasn't Superior Octopus Spider-Man, something like that at one point?
No, hell no.
Okay.
I don't think you understand how...
I thought he had some goofy look
right
to him,
like,
but okay.
I'm in, like, in a tremendous amount of pain right now.
Then just drop a zero.
Right? I already did. But I'm in a tremendous amount of pain. Like,
oh, well, then there we go.
Like, my head is...
Hold on.
We're going to go after he gives the score. Go ahead.
God damn it. Hold on.
Because this is... I believe this is the series. This is 1974 to 1976. This was our first series, wasn't it?
Yeah, which this guy's a negative one.
No, this is 74.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't look up. Please be
better. The last guy was a negative one.
Last guy's a negative one. Now we move on to the Electric Company.
This is the Danny Segrin, the Electric Company. It was on television, if I remember right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the one that ran on TV in the 70s.
What the hell is he holding?
It's like a different channel's version of Sesame Street stuff.
Yeah. Damn it. This is Electric Company, the same place where we got Morgan Freeman for the first time.
This isn't a series like you're thinking a series. I thought it produced
some weird skits for kids and stuff.
I thought they were quick skits, like they'd run for 6 minutes or shit like that.
The costume is aesthetically pleasing to the eyes and the brain and everything.
It is more on your average style.
Oh, from what I saw last time.
I mean, at least he looks more like Spider-Man.
We haven't even got moving yet.
No, it's fine. We stay at this picture.
Okay.
Other than he's holding a weird fucking glove.
Which is weird. But I think, if I remember right, this is exactly what I was talking about. It's the Electric Company. I believe he's literally talking about rubber gloves.
That's fine.
The thing is, the only problem I have so far with its costume is the pants look like they're fucking body painted on.
No, they're tight spandex.
I know, but just the way the knees are showing up a bit too much.
It's more,
it almost looks like it's body painted on.
It's more.
I think that's normal for spandex.
Yeah. Spandex.
You get used to seeing that.
Nexus, I want to see what's up.
Oh yeah. Just in case anyone in chat
is
wondering, yes, Dr. Howlite is Nick. That is me.
I'm the only one that's in chat that actually has their name on the shit.
Well, it's because all of my other stuff is Dr. Howlite.
If I were to type in chat, Proto Guy comes up.
Yeah, if I'm in chat, I come up as Fandom with Reploid Bill. So,
yeah. But, well, it's the thing is, you're Reploid Bill, you're Proto Guy, he's Sario. The only two in the group that don't show up as one of our actual on-show call signs is me and Scott.
Yeah.
Because Scott is GS79, and I'm my normal handle on Twitch and YouTube and all my other shit.
Right, but for YouTube, I actually changed it to be my legit name.
He's supposed to. Isn't that supposed to mean he's excited?
What a meatball!
Yeah. Yeah, that's exclamatory.
But he doesn't. Okay, obviously you can't.
What a meatball!
Great, people are scared to talk to me now.
Here's the thing. You can't see.
And shit happens.
You can't see his facial expressions because he wears a mask, but you can still look in those eyes of the mask and you can tell what he's thinking.
Somebody's already done with this and they want a next.
I want a next too because I don't know.
There we go. What happened?
He got googly eyes! Yes!
What happened?
Google eyes!
Shane, focus. This is a
That's all right. If memory serves, at some point during the show, he actually starts realizing that his words are coming out as text bubbles, because he even looks up and he's like, the fuck? Type of thing.
I don't remember how many of these I've seen. Probably like four, if that. But these were basically produced by the electric company. And they were like learning videos for kids. They would show them in classrooms or like a skit, like alongside, like he said, like Sesame Street type material. That's what these were.
Right.
He looks better than the last one.
Yes, Shane. Spider-Man says, what happened? The guy over there is like, someone set up us the bomb.
Yeah,
main screen, turn on.
No dogs allowed.
Okay. Then what are they going to piss on? That's what fire hydrants are for!
Spider-Man, you're really into
that. No, fire hydrants are for when assholes slam into your car, then they get to stop by slamming into the fire hydrant. Remember?
Oh, that's true.
And then that floods your engine.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
These were probably god-awful.
And then explodes.
I do appreciate it.
But his costume is better!
These were very much, you see, Timmy?
Yeah. I appreciate the comic.
All right. Hey, little Timmy, just to let you know, electricity's dangerous. You better use these here gloves when you touch that open wire.
Spider-Man says, wear gloves. Now, I like the comic border around the picture.
Yeah.
That is actually kind of neat, actually. It doesn't say what this is.
No,
but I'm not rating the show. I'm not rating the show. I'm rating the
If we were rating the show, we'd have this would be very interesting.
Next. Right.
You won't get far.
Neat. Next.
Pull my finger.
See?
The fucking Spider-Man Last Supper happening right here.
Well, yeah, with Morgan Freeman right there in the middle.
I feel like that girl,
And it was on that day that Spider-Man came in.
This bitch
I'm pretty
like,
sure that's legit who the fuck that is, too.
Is that fucking Morgan
Freeman? He worked for the electric company producing children's television.
Now,
That is awesome!
Through this picture, I can't give you a guarantee, but yes, he did work for the electric company producing learning material.
Is that Willis next to him? I've thought the same fucking thing. Here's the problem.
What you talking about, Spider-Man?
Next.
Nobody looks excited. Glue. Yes,
nobody's around. I'm going to go sniff the glue.
And
then eat it.
Probably have to get through this.
Next.
Nobody must know this is how I stick to walls.
Whatever the fuck is happening here. Next.
Jelly belly.
Just next it.
Are we in fucking Europe now? Is we in fucking England?
No, because those are jelly babies, because I re-listened to
jelly
the
baby?
Episode.
What the fuck? Next.
Now we're done.
There we
go. I gotta go away, chat.
Hey, okay. All
right.
It's the costume.
It's the costume.
It's a three.
This is basic.
Very basic.
It's a basic thing.
And it's not baggy as fuck.
You could probably buy
it. And it looks okay.
If you were in shape, if you were in decent shape, you could buy this costume. You could be Spider-Man.
Yes.
It's basic. It's
not baggy.
I have this costume.
No, you don't. It's not exact. Your face is different. I've seen you in it.
Yeah, the eyes stretch and stuff. But the design is similar to
it. But yes, I've seen it.
So 3.5.
Man, you're basic.
So he's a 3.1 then, moving on.
He's still winning so far.
Ah, basic.
Yes, keyword there is so far.
Yeah, but see, eventually we're going to get to the really good stuff, and we're going to be like, yay.
So here we go with the
Was this the one on TV?
This was our TV live action one.
This is the Nicholas Hammond Amazing Spider-Man. This ran in 1997 and 1978. It did not one season. It was canceled. If I remember right,
was this
basically
at
the
same
middle
time
of its own
as
season.
It was Bad Captain America.
It was a short series slash miniseries. So
yeah, it did not. It basically produced an episode, got a green light, produced enough to be called a miniseries, and they were like, "Get this the fuck out of here."
Well, let's see what we got.
Hopefully, the costume looks good.
Well, there you go.
That's not bad. It's still better than second Spider-Man.
Well, if we're basing
and still better than first Spider-Man.
Everybody's fucking golden.
Right? Shane, Bill, lean the screen down a little bit. You can see his bulge, Shane. There you go.
You can see his spider dick.
Spider wing, spider wing.
That guy's had a kendo stick.
It's true.
Yeah, I remember that episode. He's like in an office, and I don't remember why, and all these guys have like kendo sticks, and they're dressed like fucking...
Samurai?
Ninja
samurai. No, they're dressed like kendo guys.
They're dressed like dudes in bathrobes.
Sweet.
And they just come out, and they're fucking swinging all over at him, and...
Teltsu!
To say he's agile is not fair.
Chat's saying Bald Zod.
He like jumps on a chair and some stuff like that. It wasn't very impressive.
I've got, this is the fourth costume.
Next.
Is that J. Jonah Jameson?
Yes.
Is that J. Jonah Jameson?
That dude does not look like he is going to strike a desk really hard demanding photos of Spider-Man.
I remember very little about the series.
And that's the dude who plays
Yeah, this
Peter.
Is Spider-Man, this dude here.
Oh, the dude in the suit up front?
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if they were referencing Betty or actual office workers. I can't remember how far. He was a photographer in the show.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
They got
correct.
That part right. I remember that.
He
not
did
that
have
it matters
some science
to what
stuff,
we're doing.
So that's how he got the spider to bite him because of the science stuff.
Okay, that's correct.
There were little things I remember they did right, but I can't remember if they actually referenced a lot of Daily Bugle shit and other characters
than the
basics.
The Daily Bugle looked like an office building.
Well, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's also the Daily Bugle was also the weird shaped building that New York has. Where it comes out.
Here is more like a one floor building.
That's right, it. But that's because they were basing it if it was real, it would be an office building.
Right.
That's basically, yeah. Let's next this.
Next.
I don't like his eyes.
Oh, they were reflective, if I remember right.
Mirrored, reflective.
Okay, it depends. During close ups, they would switch the eye with a type of reflective lens. Which was kind of cool for its time, because they would get like an effect where he was looking at another building and shit like that. And then other times when he was like doing action scenes and whatnot, they were just those white cloth overlays.
What I don't like, I guess what I really don't like about the eyes is that it looks like his eyeliner smeared.
No, it's not the eyeliner.
They're trying
it looks
to
like
do
they
that.
Kind of ripped part of the
it was in the comics for a while to have that.
What they're trying to do is Spider-Man became famous for having these black rims around the white shades.
Right.
And for a while there, they got like, depending on your artist, they would get smaller or bigger. After a while, they started like doing the eye expressions where the mask was like responding somehow.
But let's be real. Right now, it's the only nitpick I have, which is not that bad, to be fair.
Next. Yeah, see, there's those lenses I was talking about.
Right.
Yep.
Which was a cool effect for its time. The spider goes across the entire chest.
Yep.
The legs.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
I think the back has the tick thing, which is something that we never do. Like,
right.
We're like scared of the tick for some reason. We don't put it on the costume the way that we should. He still has the tick today.
Maybe the tick. Well, the tick didn't
like,
do well here.
Pick up one of those Spider-Men and turn him around. I'm almost positive. He's still rocking the tick.
House of M.
House of M is not,
no,
it's not accurate.
Different.
Sad face.
Turn him around. That's the tick.
Yeah,
see?
See?
But you don't see that. I think on this old one, I think he did have the tick on his back. Next.
Which is weird that he's got a tick on his back. Hey, look.
Now I have more complaints.
This is how they did the webs. The web thick cartridges and whatnot were on the outside. They weren't an inside thing. They were like these little wrist things.
And
that
he has a belt.
Them.
Yeah,
the
he
web
has
shooters.
A belt to keep web shooters.
Yes. Now, in the comics, he does have that belt.
Yeah.
But he tucks the shirt over the belt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you never see it. Even in our series, remember he would pull it up?
Yep,
and
you pull it up.
So
I'm
that belt is accurate, it's just in the wrong fucking spot.
Right.
It's in the right spot, it's just not being covered by the shirt. Okay, I'm not going to nitpick because you are right. We had that. The wrist thing?
You also like how he's wearing boots,
but the
cloth of the material is set for if he didn't have boots on, he would just have the...
His boots are the worst fucking thing on him.
Yes.
They are in this shot.
I wonder. Yeah, I'm wondering if that's something for this shot, since they're supposed to be in like wild
western
town.
Actually think it was because the material of the boots. Because they knew they were going to do action scenes, he wore actual boots, where other people have worn like these footy things.
Right. Yeah,
which he's got red leather.
He actually has red boots, so they could do a lot more action stuff.
It's fine if the color red.
When I talk about the tick, I am talking about the big red circle spider on his back that looks more like a tick than a spider. Yeah, that's right. I just call it the tick.
Yeah, because that's
not the blue
not
guy that yells spoon.
All right, let's next this and
next.
See what we got.
I don't hate that. That actually looks kind of cool.
Like I said, he has web cartridges.
His face even looks kind of menacing like that.
In this shot, it does.
I did
Which
that.
That would be important because media viewed him as a villain.
Did you notice?
If he looks like that, he doesn't look like he's fucking saving the day.
Did you also notice?
Like a bad guy.
I don't think the Spider-Man swings either. I'm gonna tell you why right now.
I remember shots where he climbed buildings.
He climbs buildings.
I remember that. I don't remember them ever doing a swinging shot.
Yeah, there's a reason.
He usually like walks across a wire and stuff
there,
like that.
There's a reason he doesn't swing.
I do remember the
His
wire.
His swinging would be awkward because he only has one cartridge wrist.
Yeah.
He would constantly be doing this and swinging with one hand, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be smooth. It would be awkward as hell.
And now that you mention that, I don't remember him being able to do webs with both hands.
No, I think that was
a thing in this series. Yeah, I think he had the one web arm.
And I'm okay with the fact that he has the cartridge. Yes, so the one thing they didn't do is tuck it underneath the gloves.
Okay.
Or tuck it underneath the shirt.
Was it Amazing Spider-Man that had the web shooters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had
web
Garfield
shooters.
Actually worked on it. I think Toby's was just organic.
That's
yeah,
because
yeah.
later in life, he
webs.
Does get organic web that comes
yes,
out
later
of
later he actually did get them because he died, and then he came back, and his powers, advanced.
Yep.
Yep.
Next.
That one's eh.
Yeah.
But all the other ones so far have been really good. I've been
enjoying tell you this.
These.
I noticed they kept this where it goes down here. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. If I was the suit designer, I'll be honest, I would have taken that out. That little red bump here, and I'd have just said, because this belt, just in the red when it goes down and make a little red under the costume where that belt is, yeah. I wouldn't have done that bump thing.
No, but it
nitpick, and it's on my own personal thing, but I wouldn't have done it.
I nitpicked, so.
Next.
May have been neat for its time.
Let us be honest here. This dude here, looking at him, that's kind of what our animated series dude looked like.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. Minus the business suit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what
well,
it
except
took
for
from.
Special occasions.
Special occasions he wore, but most of the but when he went to the Daily Bugle, he was literally in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
If
he
not,
did
if
look
not
like
a collared
that.
Shirt.
Yeah, I was yeah. about to say it was usually some form of like a collared shirt, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The hair. He had that fucking brown, like, kind of,
yep.
like, wavy
I almost wonder
hair.
If they copied this dude's look for our cartoon.
That's what I said.
Or if that just became I'm a wondering. Weird staple of the animated to look like this dude.
Right.
Because,
right.
I'll be honest, like when I read the comic books, he didn't look like that.
No.
Nope.
Which is fine. I mean, he could be Peter Parker. I mean, I've never seen the show, so I don't know how he acts.
Next.
Look.
Okay. Well, back. There we are.
Get this guy.
What are we doing here?
3.8.
3.5. 4.
I can't
burn a 4.
The boots really bring him down.
Yeah, 3.6. I can't burn a 4 because I know some of the shit that's coming moves into way better design.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm saving my 5s.
I can't.
Just like Batman, I'm going to pick one guy that's my favorite.
3.66 for amazing.
I know
moving on.
My favorite.
I'm in debate.
As long as that picture is in the file.
Okay,
it
so
technically was a costume.
That guy's what? Done.
Toei Spider-Man.
Yep, we're moving on to Toei Spider-Man.
Wait, haven't we already done this though?
Yes, but we have to look at him.
Fair
for
enough.
The Spider-Man line, yeah.
Okay, there's his net.
Does anybody remember what we gave Toei Spider-Man?
I honestly do not, but we'll just stare at him here.
Fuck.
The real question comes down to, because we're going chronological order of live-action Spider-Man, Does this change our perception? And it will, because you just saw some of the other ones. Is he better than the 70s guy we just saw?
Well,
okay,
well, let's talk about certain things. The belt.
Okay,
no
let's
belt.
Let's skip this.
Oh, no, he has the wrist thing.
Hey, Stan Lee.
Yeah, he came across Stan Lee.
That's cool.
That is actually
really cool. Oh, wow, if I type in Toei Spider-Man, we're like the sixth video down.
Neat.
Okay, there's that.
Yeah,
he goes to those booty things.
Which actually looks better than the fucking cowboy boots.
But has no real functionality at all.
Okay, now look at this. I'll look very carefully. They got rid of the belt. This man's left-handed, which means he doesn't swing either.
Which I've heard that's more normal in Japan, is to be left-handed over right-handed. I don't know if that's just something I've heard and it's not real, but I have heard, and that comes down to, Link is left-handed over there, he's right-handed over here.
He was left-handed over here for a long time until we got to the Wii.
It was the Wii that they switched. Yeah.
And honestly, I was actually originally a left-hander, but... kindergarten, they were like, oh, you're the only left-handed kid in the class? Yeah, no, we ain't about
3.3.
Yep, I remember when they
instituted. Which is fucking stupid.
Next. We gave this guy a 3.38 when we first did him.
Whoa! Fucking Spider-Works!
Confetti!
Yeah, he can use both hands.
Oh, can he?
We're looking at it right there.
I only remember him wearing the one wrist thing.
No, he's using both arms there.
He's got the Leopardon thing on one wrist, so...
Yeah. Next. See, there he's only using one, but on that last picture, he was using two. You can see it right down here.
Is that bracelet what calls Leopardon?
Okay, yeah.
Or is that where
his
webs come out of? Okay. From that, it doesn't look like it comes out of that wristband. It looks like it comes out of his hand.
Right, and it's kind of strange how it comes out, too, because when he shot
looks
his
like
web,
a ring.
He would push the button thing, and it would shoot, and it looked like it come out of in between his fingers almost.
Like he was wearing a ring?
Yeah, like he was wearing a ring or something. But but that's, our guy... You saw it. It came out of his wrist.
Yeah.
Next. Fucking bitches.
When webs are not enough.
Okay, yeah. So let's do it.
He was a 3.38. We're just going to leave him at the same as last time.
Now, we ran this guy originally as a 3.38. Now, after seeing the guy that came before, is that right? Because the guy we just finished, what'd he get?
3.66.
Is that right? Is this dude under that guy?
The only problem I have with this guy, and this literally is just... I don't like the bagginess of the outfit.
Okay.
It's too baggy.
I say we stick with it.
I'm okay with sticking with it. I think he's slightly better than the last guy. And, God, he is...
That would be wrong, then, because this guy is not rated higher.
This guy got a 3.38.
And what was the last guy?
Toei got a 3.38. The last guy, who was amazing, got a 3.66. That would put Toei at just a tiny ass hairs better than amazing. That's literally it.
Flip that.
No, that
I thought you said amazing
is slightly better than Toei at the moment.
3.38. I thought you said 3.8.
I thought it says that's what I thought it was 3.88.
That's
okay.
What I thought.
When we originally gave it.
Okay, so
yes,
so 3.38. My bad.
It was
okay.
My fault. I got the number.
So yes, so then that puts amazing at a little bit better. Yes, you're right.
So
it's
amazing better than this guy.
But the thing is,
I'd have to say yes.
He actually doesn't have the belt showing.
He doesn't have the belt.
And he has better boots.
Right.
And he has better boots.
His bump is not as awkward. It's the actual point.
Yeah.
And it has the red.
They're both really close.
I'm going to tell you that for adjustment reasons, just a number that we can agree on, right now, our American guy got a what?
3.66. I say
what
bump
if we
it
give
up
this
to 3.66.
What if we give this guy a 3.68 to put him above the guy we just saw?
That'll work
but
too.
Not by much. His boots and the fact... But now this is tough. I liked that belt showing. It was different, but I'll be honest, there was something about it that I liked.
I got a better idea. There's certain things from each costume that
we
don't like.
What if
we
tie
like.
These
That's
guys.
What I was about to say. Just bump them up to tie, because there's certain things from both costumes that hurt them but help them at the same time.
Right. I'm willing to agree
so
that these guys tie. 3.66
is a good idea to just have them tie.
Yeah, so they're around the same time period, so...
And they're so close. Right. There's just little differences.
Do you think he's better or worse? Because this is going to determine it. He gets 1 point better or 1 point worse, or he ties. You get one
vote. I say tie.
You say he ties.
Because it's a little bit of eh and a little bit eh.
I say... Ties.
You think he ties?
Ties.
He ties. That's fine. Okay. They're marked as the same.
Because I like that Toei can use both hands, but I liked the belt from the other guy. So yeah, we'll just say tie.
Now some of the chat does not agree. They're calling that he's better, things like that. But everybody's gonna have their own side here. We're going to 2002 Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
Our first theatrical movie Spider-Man.
Yay, Rayman!
There he is. Okay.
Some Raimi Spidey.
Next.
Yep.
He's got the silver lining for all of his webs to help him pop out. He's got that grid thing that's become a standard of all superheroes now.
Yeah, even Superman had that shit.
Yep, almost all of them do that thing now, the mesh grid thing. And it's even on the red. It's on the red and it's on the blue.
Yep.
The spider is like a silver emblem thing that
it's smaller.
Pops off. It's like a solid thing. His back has changed.
Yep.
I don't know if we'll get that shot, but his back is not the tick. It's a spider thing. Yeah.
I like this
costume. He has the reflective lenses.
Yep.
And they're solid.
I liked this costume a lot.
Next. They are like boots. Yes, of course.
I like
homemade Spidey suit.
Come on. For a guy who doesn't...
No, I'm just debating whether or not we rate these.
I would rate it.
Because we're also going to have another one of these for Andrew, aren't we?
Yep.
And I think Tom Holland had all three of them.
That's
true. All three of them have. We will rate the homemades. We'll get to it.
Well, I don't know if I got any of the homemades for Andrew.
Well, if you didn't get them, look it up.
How's this? When we get through Andrew, he's got his, and when we get through Tom, he's got his, and we'll go back real quick.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Next.
Like I said, I wasn't too sure, so.
Next.
It's so lame.
A lot of him.
It's so lame, but at the same time, it's so
fucking great at the same time, right. too. He's just fucking made his stencil, spray painted the shit out of it. He's like, fuck
it. I mean, he even fought Macho Man.
Spider-Man.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he's all fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Took a grenade.
I like the battle damage.
Took a grenade to the face.
That's grenade to the face damage.
Yep.
And be honest with you, that's not much damage when it comes to a grenade in the face.
Which gives you an idea of what he's supposed to be able to survive.
Yeah, he's actually very strong.
He's a lot more broken than people ever realize. In fact, that's what pisses me off when I see these things, and I've watched these for years, and like I'll see him and he's like punching Dr. Octopus. I'm like, the fight's over. If he gets to Octopus one fucking time and lays even a skimming punch,
because
Octopus is just some fat 40-year-old dude. He's fucking done fighting.
He doesn't have any enhancements. All he has is mechanical limbs.
Right. Now, if those limbs just made it so Spider-Man couldn't fucking get to him, I'm willing to believe that. But when they fight on the train and he gets that first cross punch, the fight was fucking over.
Yep.
Yeah, it's because not there was fucking no indication, believable. There was no indication in that movie that Otto was fucking enhanced.
Right, because he's not.
Unless Peter knows he has to hold back some of his strength. So.
Even holding back, he can lift 50 times his normal body weight.
And Spider-Man was not thinking clearly because he has Mary Jane.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Not a joke. It's happened in the books. Spider-Man can act as the support landing gear for a fucking jumbo jet.
Yep.
And remember,
he can do that, even holding back a swinging cross hook, you're fucking
And also
dumb.
Remember...
Well, he could also hold up, what was it, the spire on the Empire State Building? It was him in 2099 Spider-Man. He held up half of that. That thing is fucking heavy.
He also not only stopped a fucking speeding train...
by himself.
Holding a fucking ship together. And he did, it was going to fall regardless, but he held it long enough... For Iron
That's
Man.
That's not
show.
The same Spider-Man.
No,
but
no,
yes.
no. But, what I'm getting but at, it, it's still Spider-Man.
Yes.
Same Spider-Man, Tom Holland, stopped a 40-mile-an-hour car without giving any. He, bam, stopped it like
he
it was nothing.
He just stops it. He just catches cars that fly through the air.
Otto Octavius is science man.
Doesn't
he
matter.
His head spun around six times and
yeah,
died.
Yeah, he's dead. You can't
and
hold
Spider-Man
back.
Was angry.
No.
He was angry because...
Yeah, he was also pissed because he'd taken Mary Jane somewhere.
And got thrown through a brick wall. I would be mad, too.
Right.
So he wasn't thinking clearly. Yes, he wants Mary Jane, and he knows he can't kill him because he won't find Mary Jane. But at the same time, emotions get,
He's also fighting for his life, pumped with adrenaline on the side of a train. One right cross, the fight is fucking done.
Yeah.
Otto is
Head
dead.
Head caved in, Otto dead.
Otto is dead because Spider-Man's broke his phone.
Oh, somebody in the chat's asking if if it was still red and blue the entire time, because it looks red and black sometimes, it's just the lighting.
It's just the lighting. It was a red and blue costume in the Sam Raimi verse.
Yep. I think he's a darker blue.
It is a darker blue. They brighten this costume in the second movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in the first one,
I liked this
when
costume,
he's in
though.
The darkness, it looks black, but it's just a dark blue.
Next.
Right.
Nice. I remember the promotional images.
Yeah, they
next.
You saw.
That one's better. Just the shading is so much better. That's, next.
Isn't that the picture where they
yep.
had
yep.
the...
Yep, there we go.
They took out the...
Okay.
The World Trade Towers, yeah.
So, okay, four. This guy's tough. Because I don't want to throw fives around.
No, because I know what comes
no,
next.
No, I'm saving my five.
I want to give it to one person, and I'm having trouble thinking of what that one person is.
No, the Sam Raimi costumes are the ones I'm going to give fives to.
Yeah, those are your guys. Okay.
It's my favorite design.
I'm going to give this guy a 4.1.
Oh, just got to top me up, don't you, Shane?
Did you give it a 4?
I gave it a 4.
I did that without even realizing.
It's all good. I'm just fucking with you.
I love this costume. Really did like this costume a lot, but it's not my favorite.
No, I'm going to get yelled at for my favorite.
Actually,
and I don't care.
Okay, there is one costume coming up.
If it wasn't for the fact that it's not what I actually want to give it, and I just want to be a dick, I would give it a 4.2 just to be like, oh, fucking Price is Right dollar game here.
God damn it, Seth.
Technically, I could be a dick and be like a 4.101, but, you know, then I'd really be a dick. But no, he's a fucking 4 for me. I really do like that design.
So we have 4.1, 5.
I mean, massive debate. There's one Spider-Man that challenges him.
I know. It's the same one that we're both going to give a 5 to.
Think so?
If it's the one I'm thinking, we'll see.
I'm going to get yelled at from
I know which I one care. Is not going to get a 5 or a 4. Because it's a stupid costume.
What, the second one that we already looked at?
Oh, no. No.
Give him a 4.8. I'm going to cross my fingers that when I see the costume I'm thinking, I'm right.
Well, to be fair.
4.38. Let's see if any of these are what you're thinking.
Now we're going to Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
Raimi 2.
Considered the best of the Raimi films.
Because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one was the best one. Either.
It's hard
one
to see. It really
emo
is.
Emo Spider-Man is not cool.
It really right. is hard to see, but I'm telling you, the costumes were different in all three movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
I think that.
Well, the spider's black now instead of that.
It's also bigger. It spreads across the chest, and he's brighter than he was.
He still has the silver for the webs.
Most all of him stays the same. In fact, you would be hard pressed to know that it changed at all. We might just transfer the score and say that we looked at it, but realistically, all three of these costumes were different.
They were redesigned.
All three times, but minorly.
What?
Yep.
They talk about it like the special features that they had to go back over.
Well,
they made the
spider bigger.
They remeasured all the webs and made them a little thicker, so that these are a little thicker, but they're also wider, so they let in bigger squares. And then they brightened all the colors on him. They did a spray down, so they changed his color scheme. So they talk about it, and this became like an iron-on piece that they put on his chest before each major shot.
That's not enough to really...
It's not enough for us to change score. I'm just mentioning that they were different.
Yeah.
Next.
And then blue.
I demand photos of Spider-Man. Oh wait, that's me now.
5.
Next.
No.
J. Jonah Jameson gets a 5. No.
Gets a 5.
Right.
In this movie, he took way less damage.
Next. Yeah. See, he's really bright.
Yeah.
But they contrasted it. They made the blue darker to push all the red.
And then if you look...
The webbing on his costume got brighter.
Yep.
I gotta say...
And then Alfred Molina's Octavius got really CGI.
Yeah.
Well, they had to. I know.
But believe it or not, the legs were actual puppets. They were real things.
Yeah.
The thing is, I love that Doc Ock way more than most of the other ones we've seen. Especially the bright fucking green and gold colored. No.
The 90 series?
Fucking give me trench fucking
coat.
Duster wearing Otto Octavius. I am happy with that one.
I have one problem with that Otto. And it can't be explained away. when he walks into the bank and he's got the trench coat on, where are the fucking arms? No way they just all of a sudden ripped out the back because he took that one flap off. That's BS.
Remember that? That was bullshit.
He walks into the bank and nobody notices him.
And there is
him.
No indication that those arms can retract.
Then when he gets, they can,
there's
but not
no
like that.
There's no indication that they can't do that, Shane.
They can, but they can't go that far. You see them retract in different
scenes. That's what I meant. They can't retract
But
far
they can't
enough.
Retract into his spinal column. They would have been pushing all his organs out of the way.
Right.
So somehow he just tucked all this into the back of that trench coat when he went into the bank and he was like, "Wah-ha!" And they just cut. Come out. I remember every time that scene, I'm like, no.
Okay.
No. Somebody saw
than,
you coming
other,
in.
Other than one dumbass scene.
Right.
He's a cool Otto.
He says, fucking let him have this, Bill.
Yeah, leave Otto alone, Bill. Let him well, I mean, considering the... Is that Bomber? Because considering the fact of he
no,
just threw
Watcher
down the Discord.
Noir was the one was that awesome. Said, let okay. him have this.
Let him have this.
Just let me have my Otto Octavius, all right?
Oh, there's the Bomber.
That's fucking awesome. Oh, shit. Next. Okay. Same thing, I imagine.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah,
nobody's
same.
Changing anything.
What was the score? Total score? 4.3?
I don't know. I started looking at Discord because people are making funny stuff. 4.3
on our Discord.
Probably
your
well, Blue Bomber one. Threw down in there, but
so I mean, technically,
somebody threw down some stuff for Shane in one of the rooms. But
we'll
I'm gonna
have
leave that
to look
alone.
At it later sometime.
Okay, Spider-Man 3.
Here we go. There's only one thing we're really looking for here.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Okay, that's basically what we're looking for here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fucking sucks.
Yep.
But if you ever look at the special features, they did make the costume look like it was supposed to, and then they did a test, and then everybody kind of looked at each other and said, "It looks like he's wearing bondage gimp gear." And then they were like, "We can't fucking do that. We're going to get in trouble."
Right.
And that's actually why they changed it to this, even though I would have preferred they find a way to make the actual look work. They decided on this, and I think this sucks, but we'll get into it because everybody's going to be rating it.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, because this one technically does change it up, doesn't it?
Yep.
Next. That's basically what we'll be rating in this folder, really.
Right.
Next. That's such a cool... Look,
that is a great,
great shot.
Regardless of how bad the movie is, there is some cool shit that they got out of these movie posters and shit.
The movie posters are great.
Right.
The movie's not.
Even the trailers were great.
Even some of the movie is good.
Take out New Goblin. Take out not Venom. Have just Sandman, and you got a great movie.
Oh, it would have been flawless. And then have that suit run away from him at the end of Sandman after he's forgiven him, and something about the putridness of the suit he's able to counterbalance with his own moral compass and say, "I forgive you. Even as corrupted as I am in the black suit, I forgive you. Please just move on. We will not speak to each other again." He fucking floats into the world dustiness. And he could have went to the clock tower and sat there by himself for a while and realized it's making him sick. The final scene, he could have ripped that fucker off and it could have went down there and it could have found
Eddie Brock.
Now, I'm not saying they could have necessarily fixed the actor they picked.
No. They could have had the next movie be a different Eddie Brock that it got onto.
But then there's no tying. Because here's the thing. I'm not saying this movie was good, and we're not supposed to be reviewing the movie, but whatever. Here's the thing. Everybody always gets on that kid. Oh, it's fucking Eric Foreman, blah, blah. I get it. I really do. But I would also tell you this. So far, the Eddie Brock shit that we've gotten in other movies, and even some other series, is garbage.
Yeah.
One of the things that Eddie Brock is supposed to do is hate Peter Parker on a personal level.
Yep.
He does that.
Mm-hmm.
He does that. There's a legitimate reason why, even if it's a selfish, dumb fucking reason, there's a legitimate reason why he blames Parker for the position his life is in. And then he finds this little fucking monster. And the monster bonds with him. And the monster also hates fucking Parker. because it rejected him on an almost lover's level. That's two forms of hatred that come together that then form a venom. That's the reason they name themselves what they do against that man. That thing wants to be with Parker, and he wants Parker dead. And when they come together, their hatred form a venom, a poison on Peter Parker's life.
It's like what Aunt May said.
Yep.
Revenge is like a poison.
Like a poison.
Yep.
And they could have played that for the fourth movie, giving us Venom and giving us an entire movie to give a shit about that awful acting choice they made.
You threw three villains in one movie.
Yes, it was too goddamn much.
Yeah, right. And that's because technically Raimi didn't even want to do half the shit.
He doesn't like Venom.
Wasn't it going to be worse for the fourth one?
Raimi has gone on file multiple times saying, I don't like Venom.
I think they should have just kept the Sandman. It tied into his uncle. It brought everything around.
And technically, Harry could just stayed in the background and watching stuff.
Harry would eventually have become a villain if they would.
I think at the end, if they wanted to push Harry in and do that little he fights Sandman at the end, I think they could have gotten away with that because Sandman is a brutally powerful, ridiculous kaiju level monster.
Yep.
Spider-Man's this fucking big.
And he could have came
Spider-Man
in.
Is a fucking action figure toy.
Right.
You get out of your fucking Sunday morning cereal box.
After everything was said and done, Spider-Man could have been like, thank you. And he's like, I didn't do this for you.
Yeah.
And then fly off.
I didn't do it for you. And then you could have even pushed even further in the next film that
the next time
he has a thing for Mary Jane. And you could have even pushed the standards even higher in the fourth film by having Goblin save Mary Jane, and that's how he dies. And he dies when Venom goes after Mary Jane to hurt Parker, and Parker's not there to save her. The new Goblin comes in because he still has a thing for her, and he gets killed by Venom, and that's a double fucking whammy on Parker's life.
Yep.
He loses
his friend.
I do love that scene where Parker and Harry are in the fucking coffee shop. And they're fucking talking, and he tells him, oh, I basically, made your woman leave you. And then he fucking turns around, and he fucking sees Harry on the other side of the road going, love that scene.
In the truck.
That is the biggest douche thing you can do.
There are good things in Part 3. It was not executed well. Next.
I love that. So good. That poster's so good.
Next. Okay, here we go.
And no, technically Harry wasn't Hobgoblin.
He was not the Hobgoblin.
Didn't they call him New Goblin in that?
No, he was the Green Goblin.
Yep.
He was the Green Goblin, just like he was in the comics. He is not the Hobgoblin. I don't know why people do that. They always try to make him the Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin would have happened after.
Yep.
Who was Hobgoblin? What was his name?
Some other guy.
Asshole who basically buys up Oscorp.
Well,
he's
still part of the Parker epidemic luck too.
Yeah,
because he's dating. Is he dating Betty Page? Is it Felicia?
I think in the cartoon, the guy is dating Felicia.
Oh, that's in the cartoon. I think. I can't remember this for sure, but I thought in the comics he was dating Betty.
I don't know.
And then she gets involved with all that cult of love shit, and then it's because it's fucking Spider-Man.
Right.
Just typical Parker look.
Alright,
what are we doing?
Again,
the black suit is definitely not on the same.
And yes, Hobgoblin has been multiple people. The chat is right, that's true, but Harry has never been one of those people.
Right.
3.85. I'm not a big fan of just the straight black. It is definitely under what I would have, or what I've given the other.
I know what they were doing.
I know what they were doing, but I've still got to knock it down.
2.7.
I don't think it sits in the normal. This is right. But yeah.
I don't know. I still like it, but yeah. I mean, if they would have done something better with it, yeah, he would be getting a much better score. But I still do like the suit for what it is that they had to do. So he's at a 3.5.
I like it. It could have been better, but I have not seen that test footage to see what that costume that they tried was.
I've seen it. It's on the Blu-ray, the 2.5 edition or whatever they call it.
So it should be in the new set that they released recently, right?
Yeah, because I own it.
New set.
There was a new set that they released that had the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, that had the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
I can't make a promise. I have the three actual movies as they released.
Did you need to? You need? Well, yeah. You
I
need
bought
a,
the. I bought the special
2.5 in
yep.
it. So.
The 2.5 edition is where I saw that stuff.
So, I'm giving this 3.
Or sorry, not 2.5. The extended part 3.
Mm. I'm giving this a 3.7.
Okay, let me divide it. 3.15. We're so close.
Okay.
Would have been better if it was gone.
Now we have to move to Andrew Garfield.
Hey, Blue Bomber, just let you know, only three of us in here would even do that episode.
What?
And that would be Scott, Shane, and me.
For what?
Daleks.
Daleks. Because
yeah.
Bill hates them, and he doesn't really like Doctor Who that much.
But it's not that it can't be done.
That's true.
You want to gather the images, I'll give you an episode to yourselves.
That's true. You guys already sat down and did Doctor Who parts 1,
it's
2,
true.
And 3.
Did we ever finish that?
No, you guys never finished talking Doctor Who. You're talking about fucking like 60 goddamn years
I
of life.
No, I was meaning costumes.
I thought
yeah,
you guys
finished
the costumes.
Oh, no, we did, and then we lost the audio or something like that.
No,
for it,
no,
we
finished
no.
it.
No, I thought those went up.
The last
they
part
I have
had
them in
the
playlist.
New Doctor.
Yeah, oh. I have them in the playlist.
Fuck,
I
can't remember. That was a while back.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, costume sucks.
Okay.
This one. The first Amazing Spider-Man, this one is awful.
Next? Oh, there's his tennis shoes.
Yeah, like that's why. There's a lot wrong with this. I don't like it.
I didn't like the outside. Look, I get it. I know that we gave it to the 70s film. I didn't like the outside web shooters.
I
didn't like. He looks like he's wearing like a tracksuit thing. I was not a fan of this costume either.
No.
There were things about it that didn't feel right.
I didn't hate the movie like a lot of people hated it.
No, I did not hate the movie.
Right.
I did not like the costume.
I didn't like the movie, but I didn't hate it.
Oh, I don't have major hate for the movie.
No, I mean this first one.
There's things that I would change, like always, but no, I didn't care for the yellow eyes thing. I didn't care for the way that the gloves, like, there were a lot of little things about this costume that I felt were just, I don't know, trying too hard, maybe. But I don't know how next, because I don't hate the movie, and like right there, he looks fine.
Right.
Like I'm not willing to sit here and tell you that the costume was garbage, because I don't think it was garbage. Right there, he's Spider-Man. I could see it, but he seems like an alt universe Spider-Man that shows up, or like a younger kid from a different thing.
Right. Like they were trying to push him towards being like the 2099 somewhere down the road.
He doesn't look like Amazing Spider-Man. Even though the movie's Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that really hit me was they called it Amazing Spider-Man, and they went back, like, they went and they changed certain things, like they gave him the web shooters. But then they like, changed the costume. So, like,
it's not Amazing Spider-Man. It's just a Spider-Man, in my opinion.
Next. Like, right there, okay, this looks fine. It looks cool. But here was another problem that I really had with this movie. And it's not the costume, but it is my problem with the movie is not Spider-Man. It's him.
Peter Parker?
He's too edgy,
yep.
He's too pretty, and he's too skater boy. And his attitude is wrong.
Yep.
Parker was a bit of a worm. He was a little bit of a chicken wuss. Like, it took time for him to grow into to what he would become.
Toby was Peter Parker.
Toby makes a better Parker. Like, at the start when he's like, when he's like screaming at Flash and he's like, Eugene! And I'm not gonna do it. And he gets kicked in his ribs and shit and he's like, I'm still not gonna do it. Like, that's like goofy, I'm tough, but I don't have the toughness to back it up. I'm brave and courageous. Parker was not brave and courageous. He was a self-serving piece of shit that paid for the kind of person that he was. When he finally got the power, he said, I got the power now. Guess what? It's fucking me. It's me. I'm tough. I'm strong. I'm badass. I got the money. I got the gig. I got the talent. Fuck everybody.
Until his uncle died.
Then he figured out that attitude bit him in the dickhole.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, fuck. I'm kind of a piece of shit.
Maybe I should be a little more humble.
If you read the first issue of Spider-Man.
Very first issue.
The actual first issue, and not the book, but what he appears
in.
The
Amazing Fantasy.
Yes. When he appears in there, what that story is, it is a Twilight Zone story.
Yep.
It is about realizing what kind of a piece of garbage you are, getting this power and things like that. That's basically what we're looking at here.
But
this kid is not that kid. He's brave and courageous from day one.
But when he puts that mask on, the
and he's somewhat he's somewhat self-serving, but he's Spider-Man day one when he puts it on, and that's also wrong. Because they're trying to mix in his goofy, I'm fun Spider-Man attitude during the time that he's on a vengeance vendetta. And that's not right either. Because that goes against what he was. He becomes Spider-Man through circumstance. And that circumstance will follow him the rest of his life and make him who he is. But instead, this movie just took day one, and Andrew Garfield is the same guy here that he will be later on, even as far up as to the end of Gwen Stacy. Like, the kid never changes. He never develops. He's still the same fucking skater boy that I've always had a problem with, no matter how smart they made him. Next.
It's fine.
Next.
Okay, that's, yep.
Okay, what are we doing?
Three.
I'm at about 3.1.
3.9.
Nothing special?
Two.
I like some of the stuff that they did with the costume.
I don't like his sneakers.
Eh.
The one thing I like about the costume is not the blackness in the eyes. It makes it look a little more towards the comic book style. Not the yellow part, but the black outline.
Right.
Yes, the black outline, and he does have that over the Toby suit.
Yeah.
But his gloves feel like they're trying too hard to be like New Age.
Right.
And the like little track line here, I'm not thrilled with. And the boots are trying to be like sportswear tennis boots.
Right, like I said, it was like somewhere down the line they were going to do, here's the wormhole, now you're in 2099, meet Miguel O'Hara, give him your suit, go back home. Like that type of bullshit. But,
2.8. Yeah, I think I'll sit there.
Okay,
I don't know why you looked at me.
He's at a 2.96 altogether. Move on to the second one.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I think this is the one that became more
Spider-Man
normal.
This isn't just more Spider-Man. This is almost the most accurate Spider-Man we've ever seen.
Yep.
I'm being serious about that. Like out of the Spider-Mans that we've had, Spider-Men, like they gave him the belt, the boots are right, the colors are right. He has the big eyes. He has the outline. Like he's skinny and strange. Mm-hmm. Which is, Spider-Man wasn't supposed to be, like, buff at the beginning. He was, like, this lanky dude that had super, super strength.
It's because he was 15.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which looks right here. Next.
Right.
Because I think this movie is
of course,
when
they do the long spider again.
Yep.
But, and they did these little track things at the bottom, but those are the correct boots.
Right.
His head is good. It's a mix. It's a mixing update of the Toby suit without the lenses. They gave him the white eyes. And he's smaller than Toby, which helps him in his weird lanky appearance.
It's fine because it is a step up from the last suit we just
easily
saw.
So. Yep. Easily so. Next. See, even that I like.
Yeah, that's
good. That's almost literally a comic scene. And I like how these aren't so prominent now.
Right.
They're on the outside, but they're woven into the fabric of the suit. You can almost miss them. And I like these little things like here, like where he would stop and he's like you know, he tells the guy, he's like, lick that. And he's like, fixes his hair and he's like, you're my guy. Like the little things like that. He did an excellent fucking Spider-Man.
Right.
I've never enjoyed his Parker.
And when you play that character, you have to play two people.
Yes.
Right.
Like Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yes. And it's very hard to do.
Yep, it's tough.
Next. Look at him, like,
yeah,
right there.
This is
like,
the, yeah, this is the finale part.
Yeah, he looks all lanky and
this
weird.
Is where,
yeah.
This is where,
which
this
is what Spider-Man's supposed to do.
This is the part of the movie where they dicked Rhino.
Yes, they did, but I'm not judging the movie, because holy shit.
I know.
We'd be here all day.
To be fair, it would be just like when we talked about the Turtles. We'd talk about the Spider-Man movies in the same way. We'd break it down and shit on a lot of it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
But, like, looking at this, I've seen Spider-Man do this exact pose, this awkward standing. You can still see the geek in there.
Right.
He's there. He's awkward. Spider-Man is not super confident. He puts the persona on. He hides behind the mask, does what he's going to do, and he's still awkward, and he uses that comedy to give himself the morale to push himself in a direction he normally wouldn't go. That's awkward. He looks awkward because it fucking is awkward. Doesn't matter how brave he is to step into the situation, he's still a 15, 16-year-old child.
What? You want me to come over and get killed? All right, hold on. I'll be right over.
Yeah.
Right.
Next. Yeah, that looks great. Next.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
What are we doing here? Which one are we looking at?
I don't mind that
like
second
that
from last one we could do.
Where? Tell me where.
That one.
This one? Looking at this one?
Back one?
Oh. The movie poster.
The one that he's on the building.
The movie poster. That's the last one. There we are. Okay. What are we thinking?
4.3.
4.5.
I actually really enjoy
this costume. What'd you say?
4.5.
Okay. It's tough. It's really tough for me.
Yeah, it is.
It's really tough for me.
I don't know. I'm at about a 4. It is one of the best ones, but yeah, there are tiny nitpicks to it, but yeah.
He is my 5. Toby barely misses it because of the way he looks. He's big. Toby was in tremendous shape, which was good and it was bad. Because in the suit, he's a bigger dude and he can't strike the same. Like, look at this pose. Toby couldn't pull it off. He was a little too big. And that's not a bad thing, because you have to be in shape to wear that costume. If you weren't, you'd really be sad.
Oh, yeah.
This is tough for me, because I like the Toby one.
I like those eyes more than Toby. The reflective lenses, they're fine, but those white eyes, I like the rims here. I think the color is bright, vibrant. He's supposed to stick out, just like making Dark Superman. Nobody fucking wants Dark Superman. Stop it!
Right.
Why,
if you want Dark Superman, wait until you kill him and put him in the black suit so he can revive.
I'm just going to make this
hidden
at all. I know
exactly.
I've already said it. When we do eventually get to the Superman thing, the one that is going to rate the lowest out of all my Supermen is Henry Cavill, because I fucking hate him. And it's because of Zack Snyder, but I still hate him.
His costume's not the greatest, but it's nowhere near the worst.
All right. Well, who am I missing? Because I got 4 out of
5. I haven't done it. This is a tough one. I gave Toby a 4.1. I'm going to give him a 4.3. I'm going to agree with whoever gave it a 4.3.
Okay.
I think that was me.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
So this one is a 4.42.
I'm going to get hated on for mine.
Which is about where he needs to be.
I don't give a shit. Because I think we all know which one I'm going to be giving my 5 to.
Okay.
It is time for...
We're moving into modern day.
Here we go.
Oh, no. It's a specific one, and I really hope it's in there. It should be.
Okay, we're starting with Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, because he did make that appearance.
Well, he wore it for a full movie almost.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Tommy Holland. Fucking Spider-Man.
See, that was the one that he made himself, wasn't it?
No,
that was the one that Stark made.
Yep.
This was
the first one that Stark made.
That's what I was meaning.
Stark's costume, Stark's web cartridges, Stark's web shooters. He fucking did nothing for himself.
Itty bitty spider.
Nothing for himself.
Yeah, I don't like that tiny spider.
Itty bitty tiny baby. That's actually more like the tick on the back.
Yeah, that's what the tick's supposed to be on the back, but it's not. It's on the front.
Next.
hey guys, I'm here.
I love when he did that.
Did somebody lose this?
Okay, you know how I felt about
everybody
it.
Gets one.
I told you how I felt about how
I love the mask.
Tony's too much
I love
involvement
that mask.
Into the costume. But I did love when he fucking flipped over, grabbed the thing, landed, and his eyes did that thing. Yeah. Loved that.
Right.
But I don't like how much Tony is in the costume.
Because next. Oh, that was it?
No, that's a, no,
oh,
the
no,
next
that
one's
was,
a closer
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Okay, the spider you can
added webs to the blue. That's yep. that's new. That's never really been done in any of the other costumes.
I like this costume. I do. It's just there are things I don't like about it. Like the spider's a little too small for my taste.
They do the design, not the spider, but the design similar in the new Marvel Ultimate Alliance game, so
yep.
Next.
I know why he has that weird, like, it's not a belt he's wearing. It's where he keeps his cartridges.
Right.
And these little pouches on his waist. That's,
is it?
I yeah. think that's where he keeps his.
Are you sure? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You've never seen him reload.
I'm only going to assume.
The suit does it for him. So why would they be on the outside? I don't remember him ever having to click something out and put something in his wrist. Not even once. Do you remember that scene? When's he do it? Because I think the suit
screen.
Does it.
Unless we see, unless it happens off screen, we don't see it.
I don't think he's ever run out of webs that I can remember.
That could be what
oh, come on.
Fuck.
I let him know.
Are we back?
I think it's back.
I think we're back. Hit this button. See that we're back before we move on here. Okay, I think. Are we live?
Yep.
Yeah,
are we back?
Came back up.
Okay, let's do this. All
right.
Next.
A lot of people are pulling from the Wi-Fi.
Next.
Yeah, I just shut okay. mine.
So I'm going to give this guy a 3.9.
Okay.
I'll agree to that.
You're thinking 3.9.
Yep, he's almost a 4.
3.7. I don't like that tiny spider.
I know what Phil's going to get. What do you think it's got?
The mask I love. The rest. Yeah.
Here's the thing that drives me crazy. We just got done talking about Andrew Garfield. And everybody's quick to point out all the weird track lines and things like that and the little things on his boots. And this guy is the same fucking thing. We like him. It's true. We like him, he's cool.
Yeah.
His eyes do this thing. The kid was a great fucking addition to Spider-Man. But that costume, for everybody that will defend it, and there's going to be hundreds that'll defend it, that's the same shit they did with Andrew.
Yeah.
Same shit. Look at the boots. Look at the arms. Look at the wrist. Where he gets the little things on the outside and the extra pieces on the glove and the little linings that go up around.
Yeah,
sure,
that's what's bugging
it's
me.
It's cool. He's got the little track lines and shit like that, and he looks fine for the most part, especially like when you see him from further away, but it's the same shit we did with Garfield, and we tore all over that.
Right.
But for some this kid is likable.
Right.
But we're not rating on likable.
No, we're rating
right.
on the suit. That's why
you're
I gave
not.
The 3.9.
I gave it a 3.7.
The lines, the fact
two.
That the shooters are outside. You know.
I think I'm actually at like a 2.5. I love this kid. That costume. If that costume showed up in your comic book, you would not be okay with it. They've never been okay with it. When they changed the Spider-Man outfit in the comic books, people lose their shit. Why do you think that Spider-Man behind you did not work in the comics? They got rid of him. Yeah, that one you picked up to look at whether or not he had the tick on his back?
The House mm-hmm. of M?
No.
No, what's
the... Pick the Spider-Man up.
This one?
Yep. That is not the Amazing Spider-Man. That slight change in his costume, people did not like.
The spider on the front.
Yep.
Yeah, that...
You may... It,
oh, the
it's almost laughable.
With the spider?
You know what that Spider-Man's from?
Hmm.
He's from the Parker Industries books.
Yeah, the billionaire Parker. Mm-hmm.
That's the billionaire Parker Spider-Man. Oh, and yeah. Nobody fucking liked his glowy eyes, and nobody liked his spider, and people got mad about his boots that came up the side. They don't actually stop. They come up the side with that little strap.
Yeah.
Look at him! That would not be acceptable in a Spider-Man comic. The entire fucking fan base would shit on it.
Yep.
But because we like this kid always gets a pass. I'm giving him a fucking 2.4. He doesn't get a pass. That costume. The head is cool.
Yeah, the mask. Yeah.
Yep.
Otherwise, it would not have flown in Spider-Man comics.
Right.
It would not have.
So the kid is a 3.2 for this one. Next movie.
Let's get away from the Civil War.
Homecoming.
Homecoming, we actually see the homemade one being worn.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hold it.
That's
up.
Where he's trying to save the boat.
Yep.
Holding it together.
Yep.
Like a man.
Yep. In the Tony suit we just saw.
Next, I've already got people in the chat finally agreeing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade costume. Yep.
That's neat. I did think that was neat because it's very much something that, like, a kid could make. You know what I mean? Like, it looks very, hey, I went to the fucking Walmart.
Bought my hoodie.
Bought my hoodie.
Fucking spray painted my fucking spider on it. Let's do this.
Right. It very much looks like something some kid could make. I did like that a lot.
That looks like something I wore back in wrestling. Oh, wait.
When I look at this, I see the Scarlet Spider a bit.
Yeah.
Ben Reilly?
Yeah, there is a little bit of Ben Reilly going on, especially now that they've given Ben Reilly a hood.
Yeah.
that's a real thing.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. It doesn't bother me.
And, you're right. There is a Scarlet Spider thing going on here.
I think that was a throwback to it.
It very well could have been.
Yeah.
I think for that small amount of time... That
the colors are reversed.
Yeah.
They are.
But... It's around the hoodie and shit. Yeah,
but
wait, did we see the Andrew Garfield homemade?
No,
no,
okay. No, we did not.
So then we can't.
Nope,
can't.
Next.
Do
okay,
him shooting the shit with the Vulture.
Yep. Next, this is actually a Spider-Man thing that no movie was really touching on before. Is that Spider-Man will often be seen like. Like when it's snowing outside, he'll wear like a fucking hat, like a literal fucking beanie and like a coat, and he's trying to swing around
he's
and be Spider-Man, but he's awkward, and he'll always get sick and shit.
I was
going to
say, didn't we get that with Andrew Garfield and a few things? Like, it's Spider-Man.
Because it's exactly.
It's fucking cold and nothing but spandex, damn it.
Right.
I do like the yellow jacket he wore, and I like his headphones that he's wearing. He's just chilling.
Next. Fuck you.
But it's Uncle Papa Tony.
Sure. Fucking Uncle Stark.
Uncle Stark.
Next.
Yeah, are we rating that Iron Man costume?
Next.
No.
Eventually.
He is right. Eventually, yes. And that's going to be a pain in the ass. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, no shit.
They change multiple during the movie.
Dude, the best part's when we're going to hit the house party protocol. every suit.
All right. Well, this one didn't change a lot.
There were certain aspects that did change a bit.
We get a glimpse of it.
We get the glimpse of that, but he didn't use it yet.
Nope. Next. That's coming up.
Yeah, like the backpack thing and whatnot. This is.
That's very Spider-Man.
Yes, it is. Because he often would do things like that, where he'd have like the duffel or whatever that he would carry around. His phones were always broken and shit.
That was the neat thing in the PS4 Spider-Man game is, like, you would go around fucking New York and be like, what the fuck? Why the hell is my thing going off? You climb down a little bit. Oh, shit, I remember this backpack. Woo!
Yep.
I need to do some laundry.
Yeah.
The only problem that caused is that
his
webs are biodegradable and he's finding things from, dude, I haven't seen this since I was 15.
The web should have dissolved a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because they even said that his webs only last like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think in the comics, I think it's 3 hours. I can't remember the exact.
So,
I think it's 3 hours is how long it takes.
And this is obviously.
I mean, it's probably just a plot point. It's
it
like,
is.
Yeah,
I think it's just a neat thing, but we're not supposed to question
Not that it,
it
matters. Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things you're supposed to look past. Next.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. This was that first point where he was really scared to jump off the Washington Monument. I would be too.
And he's supposed to be.
I would have.
That's one of those parts that's missed in Spider-Man.
You got a helicopter right behind him,
dude.
Too.
Right, he's supposed to be a little kid. And before he does something like this, yeah, sure, he's got superpowers. But that's part of what his humor is supposed to do for him.
He's literally hanging at the very top of it, and he's like, I would be doing the same
thing. That's fucking terrifying.
Like, if I miss this, this is gonna fucking hurt.
No, because what he's gonna do is he's gonna flip over the helicopter. He times this wrong. He gets stuck in the propeller.
Yep.
Falls into it.
And you get splattered, man.
He needs to time this perfectly. And I'm gonna be telling him I'd be shitting in my fucking suit.
Next.
I don't like heights. I like that.
See, that's cool. That's a Spider-Man-esque scene.
Standing on the cages,
very neat. It's just the right pose. He's lanky because they got a littler dude to play him. He's not actually a kid. Dude's like, what, 26 or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that, but
But regardless.
Actually, I think last I heard he was about 23 right now.
Yeah? Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not actually...
Like
he can't play that little kid for too much longer, to be fair.
Right.
Unless we move into the adult Spider-Man, where he could be a 30-year-old.
He almost has no choice.
Eventually, you're going to have to move into the adult Spider-Man.
But now, since the next Spider-Man is supposed to literally pick up almost exactly where this one left off...
Oh, yeah, with everybody knowing his identity.
Next.
Hopefully, I didn't ruin that for anybody.
Just me, don't worry.
Did I ruin it for you?
You seem to forget. I haven't had any fucking money to go and watch goddamn movies in the theater.
Oh, I know.
I'm a broke motherfucker.
I've been missing one after another myself. And I keep saying, I'll get to that. I still haven't even seen Thor Ragnarok. I had to miss it.
I still haven't even finished
Netflix.
Goddamn
I know.
Fucking, what is
you
it?
You have Netflix.
Endgame
a matter
or whatever.
Of when.
That's true.
Well, that
this is where Peter Spider-Man picks up one of Tony's villains, since Tony created this vulture.
Tony created every fucking villain in the goddamn Marvel universe.
Yep.
He didn't create Thanos. Thanos created himself.
And
somehow it's still probably Tony's fault.
And Loki technically
was
a bad guy.
Loki's
bullshit.
Just a dick.
Loki is Tony's fault. Loki is Tony's fault. The Avengers movie is Tony's fucking fault.
Loki
first
was
Thor
already
movie.
Thor's
first
problem.
Thor movie.
No.
He was a bad guy. Before he even knew a Tony Stark existed.
But when he comes into the big grandeur of the MCU universe,
yes.
What did Tony do? Tony apprehended
Loki. And was supposed to give him to Thor.
And because Loki is a diplomatic, he has diplomatic immunity, he's a prince, he is supposed to be taken into custody of the Asgardian authorities. When the Asgardian authority shows up, to take him, which if Tony just at that moment would have been like, he's your shit, okay, cuffs of Asgardian technology were fucking gone. Movie's over. But no, Tony was the one that was like, no, he's in my fucking ship. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to shoot the God of Thunder with fucking pew pews. And then from that point on, everything that happened should not have happened because the only reason Thor was there was to apprehend the fugitive.
Yep.
That was supposed to go back to Asgard.
And he was apprehended.
But he was supposed to go back to
Asgard.
Yeah,
he was apprehended.
But there was no Thor at the time before Thor.
Yes, because Loki's goddamn like genius level crazy. He's like, oh shit, if I stay the fuck here, I could cause more trouble. And if I cause more chaos, then that helps fucking me to do what the fuck I need to do.
If the second Thor had landed on that fucking jet, they'd turned over Loki, movie's over.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Because remember, if you think
and
about
Tony
it...
Tony made that call.
Yeah, because even if you think about it, they left the prisoner by himself and I have handcuffs. That he could easily just go, change reality, there's no more handcuffs. But he sits there in handcuffs like, oh, you guys are fighting my brother Thor? Okay. I'm sorry, somebody should have looked at him and go, and why the fuck didn't you run away? We just had a 20-minute fucking fist fight. You didn't run?
He was watching the show.
They had
fuck that! Go!
They had to
shoot him! Kill him now!
Kill Phil Coulson and drop Hulk out of a fucking helicopter.
Yeah, Coulson wouldn't have died.
No, he died. He just
did
got
die, but he
pseudo cloned.
Right.
Project Tahiti. Tahiti's
yep.
a magical place.
Yes, it is. Just sometimes you got to take a vacation to Tahiti, Shane.
Okay, right here, right here. I don't give a fuck if I'm a superpower. I have superpowers. I'm scared to death. I don't like heights. But I gotta go save these kids.
No shit.
I'm fucking
I gotta
scared.
Go save
I'm
friends.
Yes!
Damn it.
I'm yes! sorry. I'm afraid of heights. I can go up.
Fucking
down is my problem.
Goggle eyes.
Yes, dude, so I love that actually.
It's neat.
It's
next.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Let's
what are we doing here?
16.5.
Oh, hold on. My phone got turned off. There we go. All
right.
Stupid delay.
Well, I'm sticking with 3.9. Until we get to the homemade suits, and then we're
yeah,
really
I'm kind of at the kind of at the same.
I'll go with 3.85.
Bill is going to go with a 2.71685.
The fuck!
It's basically still the exact same suit as last time, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I'm staying the same.
Yeah, everybody, I think, yeah,
okay, so it. Yeah, so it sounds like everybody stayed the same. So yeah, so we're going to leave them as the same.
Next,
here we go.
Time
Avengers.
To go to Avengers.
Avengers Assemble!
It's the Infinity War and Endgame, so...
Okay.
Yay, spoilers!
Have you seen any of them?
I think I saw this one.
That's part one.
Yeah, I saw part one.
Infinity
I didn't
War.
See... Yeah, I saw
okay.
Infinity War. I still have yet to see Endgame.
Okay.
Just like I've still yet to see fucking Far From Home. You give me that look. You forget, Shane, I have to pay my rent by my goddamn self. And I just bought a brand new fucking van by my goddamn self. And I got to pay my power bill by my goddamn self. And I got all these bills by my goddamn self making no goddamn money at a call center. Hence, new job, $16.50 an hour. Bye, bitches. I might not make it to some Saturdays, but $16.50.
Spider-Man?
Next.
Spider-Man.
Nice, same next. Suit. Next. Five.
Yes!
Hey.
Five. Actually,
done.
No. Superhero costumes are their own thing, right?
Yes, but if
six.
You do this, you can't use it on any other superhero, even if
yep.
you get to Strange.
Don't care, six.
Okay.
Okay.
Five for me.
Strange has one costume.
We will make it to Strange, and
I know.
He does not have one costume.
Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Even in the movies, I think he has three so far. I think each one of his
you know
each
me.
One of his appearances.
I, don't think, so.
You know I think
me.
Each
Maybe
of his
yes.
appearances
you
are
regardless.
You haven't,
six.
You haven't gotten the picture.
Okay.
So
Iron Spider.
We're gonna
okay.
get. We're gonna get to the guy that I like right here.
I fucking love the Iron Spider.
Right there.
Okay. Anyway.
Iron Spider, love it.
Next.
It's very cool.
This suit looks. I love this suit better than the Iron Spider suit that's in the comics.
I love the fact that I love the arms.
And I've seen the Iron Spider suit in the comics because I actually had the Civil War event. I had the full big book of it.
I love when the arms come out.
Don't know what the hell happened
to
it.
So good.
Probably the same thing that happens to all of our books. They either get borrowed by somebody and never returned.
I have it somewhere.
Kingdom Come.
I have it somewhere.
I still need to read that.
I think it's packed away still.
There's a lot of stuff.
I'm pretty sure it is because we found it right before you had moved. And you're like, don't worry, I'll just take it to my new place. I said, okay, that's fine.
It's probably in storage.
It's probably still in storage, yes.
Yeah. There's Doctor Strange.
And yes, I agree with what the chat just said.
Yeah.
That Iron Spider-Man suit reminds me of the 2000 animated series.
Yeah.
Next.
See, that's really cool. The Iron Spider had the legs, though.
Yes.
And I like that. I really do. I think it's really cool. It gives him. It does help him out a lot. Not, I mean, you wouldn't know because he got his ass kicked.
Next.
But just look at that. Look at that. How cool that is.
No, for a second, while he's yanking down in that bottom picture, it looks like he's getting ready to dab, and I just wanted to facepalm for a second. I was like, wait, no, he's yanking on fucking Thanos' arm. Okay, that's where that part is in the movie.
Next.
Sorry, Seth.
No, it's fine. It's, like I said, I'm not fucking worried about it. I already know everybody in the brothers
seen,
is talking about
seen
it.
This
Yeah.
Still
oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
This one I have seen, but yeah, even then it doesn't fucking matter. I'm not really mad about spoilers. I'm just giving
now
shit.
Death
that,
kill mode on.
Now that is Endgame.
Okay.
So.
Death kill mode on.
Yeah.
Next.
Dude. I have the gauntlet of infinite power.
I have the glove.
Do not put that on you.
You die.
All right.
Okay.
He would definitely die.
Basically, that stays the same, so we're not touching that.
We're just basically doing
Iron
talking
about
Spider.
Him.
Yep.
I get
and
a
that's
five.
A six. and Bill's going to kick it down a lot, and I know it, and I don't give a shit. I already know some people are going to hate me for it. I fucking love that suit.
I do, too. I really do.
And we still haven't got to my favorite two superheroes.
I know.
I burned my six on this one.
Yeah. Who else?
For me, I'm saving my six for my favorite character.
Oh, the Flash?
Oh, so you're going to give bodysuit with...
Oh, no!
Because he'll have the television series to be able to pull some...
Right.
He'll have the original series Flash to give that to.
Right. Full muscle bodysuit.
Got this costume here, too. That he wore...
I'm waiting on the Bill and the Scott.
Well, it's easy for Bill. Bill's going to get
now,
it.
Here's the thing. If they would have had a live-action Spider-Man Noir, that one would have got my six. We don't have that. And Iron Spider was my favorite. No.
Closest
we don't.
Thing you're going to get is in a Far From Home.
2.7.
Closest thing you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
See, I knew these two were going to just nuke. 2.7. The hell out of it with it.
Bill?
Yeah, I'm not as bad. I'm giving 18? It a 3.5.
Not you, Seth. Those
oh,
two.
Okay.
Bill, what do you think? Huh? 5.5? 5? 4? 3? 2? 1? 0?
Bill's probably going to give it a 1.
-7?
You want to give it a -7? Because you hate Tony Stark?
I don't care for Tony Stark myself.
That's not fair. That's why I'm really trying to sit here. I do. I detest.
I don't care for
a lot
funny
of Tony
because
Stark.
I love Tony Stark.
I don't care for Tony Stark myself. But
that doesn't mean that this suit is bad.
This right. suit's not bad. And let's be real for me.
Just like Tony Stark, I might not care for him, but the designs they've come up with in the Iron Man
his
movies
suits are, so
are fucking
good.
Super solid.
Oh my right. god, he's got some really cool suits. The guy piloting him is a piece of shit, but his suits are really cool.
You guys can hate all you want. That's fine.
That look was great. Booger.
You guys are entitled to your opinions.
Everybody has their own
be
opinion.
They wrong or not. That's fine. It's all good. There was once upon a time where I would have been all behind Chris Evans and everything every step of the way. Because as you see on my keychain, got this here Captain America shield, right? There's a reason why I got an arc reactor shirt.
Is it because Tony went about the Accords the completely wrong fucking way? And that's the only reason why Civil War even fucking happened? Because technically Tony was right, but he was being a complete and total cockweasel about it. Which is why I'm Team Cap.
Eh.
I like your other favorite character.
Oh, Doc Strange?
I do like Doc
Strange. Yeah, Doc Strange is fucking amazing.
That's because Doc Strange isn't a dick.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my god, dude, he is a super
he
dick.
Is the,
you think okay. Tony Stark's a dick?
No.
Stephen Strange was the biggest douche you will ever meet. Thanos wanting to wipe out half the universe was like, nah, Stephen Strange is still the bigger douche.
Because
Stephen Strange is like, nah, that won't be
famous. And Bill is still yet to give his score.
Right. Hold on. We have to Pounder Ranger this.
We're waiting on Bill to give us a score. So he's sitting there in his T-shirt with Ginyu.
That's why I was talking about other stuff, giving him time. Because if we just go silent, it's boring.
Give him a 4.
Bill ain't gonna
the
high-five
suit,
us.
Because
slap my
of,
hand.
Because of where the suit comes from, because it does make sense in the movie continuity. Because it is an Iron Man-esque suit. It no longer is bound to the continuity of Spider-Man.
Right.
I'm willing to let go of an awful lot. Now, the problem that I have with the Spider-Man suit is that, one, you didn't let Andrew get away with that. And two, he hasn't done anything for himself.
Oh, I realize that this
he's
Spider-Man...
He's the
biggest... He gets his hand held a lot. Not oblivious to that. And like I said, this costume, though, I really do like. Like I said, I know where it comes from. I don't.
Which is why I think I give it a 4. Because it looks Tony Stark.
Yeah,
and Tony Stark fucking made it.
He made it in the comic book.
And that's... He did not. That is not... If we're grading on accuracy, this gets a fucking zero.
Yeah.
That is not even close to the Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Iron Spider.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's not even close.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just accurately. Saying that when you said that
no,
Tony...
No, honestly, I like this Iron Spider better than the comic one.
But that's... Yeah, I can get behind this suit because of all that. Otherwise...
What's it get? Because everybody gave their score.
This one gets a 4.24
That was not the last one.
That wasn't the last one?
That was
nope.
not the last one.
I had to do it that way for
Far From Home.
In space.
We do have Far From Home.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Ugh.
We got Far From Home and then the group ones that got together.
Hold on. Got to go down here.
Billy Fox.
Hey, Seth, which one's winning so far?
You've
been keeping track.
Go away. No, I haven't. 4.24, 4.42
Yeah, he was right. For some reason, the last movie completely skipped my mind.
And we liked
4.38 I don't know. I'm not sure, but there's fucking one of them that ended up getting a. It looks
I know
like
it's
a 4.42
I know it's not. Supposed
and I think
to be.
That was Garfield.
And I know it's not, but that. I'm sorry, but your noir. That's the closest
that,
you're gonna
no,
get.
No, that's still Spider.
That's no, the
that's
a spider
the night monkey.
Yeah, night monkey.
Or the night monkeys. Yeah, sorry, it's the night monkey.
I dropped my
but it is not Spider-Man Noir, Shane. That is nowhere near Spider-Man Noir. Spider-Man Noir was like 1920s fucking dark, gritty, steampunky New York style Spider-Man.
Yep.
Next.
Got his iron.
Fucking night monkey. That was such a great
So
part
in this,
of this
movie, not only does he keep this, which probably gets destroyed later on, but he gets the night monkey on top of the other Spider-Man costume he kind of creates towards the end.
Yeah, he keeps this.
He uses
from the last movie.
Tark-Stek. He uses Stark Tech to actually design and modify his spider suit afterwards.
Yes. Yes. Next. God, I can't get into talking about the movie. I can't. That's not why we're here.
Nope. Next.
That, same.
Next. Yeah, that's like the original one that was made for
give it.
It
a five.
Next.
His aunt's hot.
Night monkey.
The night monkey.
Night monkey.
I love how the fact that the mask is basically just like one of those fucking robber...
Ski mask
things.
This is basically what he would have looked like had he taken the job and specifically worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. Because didn't they give that to him?
I think so.
I think they did.
He didn't make this.
No, he doesn't make this.
Yeah,
this was given to him by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
No, it
or
was
what was
him,
left from S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was given to him by Nick Fury.
In quotes, that's fine. But S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's basically what they're trying to rebuild into a new S.H.I.E.L.D. Next.
Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. It's that guy.
Oh, Tony Stark's fault. Oh, my God.
Quentin Beck.
That's fucking wild.
He hates Tony Stark.
Oh, no, the Tony Stark villain.
Another fucking villain that Tony made.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's like...
Are we at seven? Like I think we're at seven.
I think we're at about 32 by now.
I'm talking about just in the MCU. Like, just
the
movies. Not his entire lineage. Then we're at, like, 400.
Okay.
Next.
I think that is the newest one.
Yeah, that's the newest one.
That's the...
You can easily
tell. That's the red and black.
Yep, that's the red and black.
Yeah, that's the red and black. You can easily tell because of how the arms are.
And yeah, he also changes the glove design, too.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's nice.
Next. Because the glove design has changed to have the black here instead of, like just on the arm and then coming down into
the
red
glove.
There.
I hate that glove design.
Was it? And then the boots stay pretty much the same.
Yeah,
wasn't this
and
the
head and this kind of stay. I mean, the spider has an outline, but this is pretty much the
isn't
same.
Isn't this the one you said was the closest to the colors of Steve Ditko?
This is the Steve Ditko color scheme.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's Big Ben?
It is.
You know what? It's really funny about the... Wait,
so does that make that Uncle Big Ben?
Oh, God damn it.
That guy, I don't really know who
funny
the fuck
thing
you're talking
is,
about.
The really funny thing is,
who is Ben?
The two Spider-Man movies that have come out for the MCU so far.
Well, that's kind of the joke.
Homecoming, Tom Holland was so fucking far away from home it wasn't funny. Far From Home, he was literally right down the street from where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
They flipped it because he's British.
Yeah, which was fucking hilarious.
That's actually kind of funny. It's amazing.
Because he actually went on record.
This should have been Homecoming.
It's really ironic because I'm really far from home for the Homecoming movie, but I'm literally like a block away from where I live for Far From Home. I'm not that far.
Look.
I went to the fucking convenience store.
I love that. What are you, the new Iron Man?
Yes.
I know. It's what he says in the movie.
I know.
It's funny.
Next.
Night Monkey.
You know, I didn't realize this when I watched it.
He has fingerless gloves.
He's just leaving his fingerprints everywhere?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What the fuck?
It's okay. Clone Those are getting saga. Destroyed. It's fine.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the movie.
Bill, who's really going to fucking climb up there?
People who don't like Spider-Man and are obsessed.
Millions of people that have been brainwashed, especially now.
Yeah, especially with the end
and
of
now
it.
They're able to literally go back, tie him to Night Monkey, find his fingerprints all over the scene of some fight that happened, and literally be like, oh fuck, that kid is Spider-Man.
Night Monkey is Spider-Man?
Next. Okay, so let's start here. Night Monkey.
Night Monkey.
The Night Monkey.
4.5.
You like Night Monkey?
Love
a lot?
It. It's ridiculous.
He gets a 4. He's definitely better than Black Suit Spidey.
That could have been Black Suit Spidey.
Yeah, that would have been a better Black Suit Spidey.
I like this costume. Night Monkey.
The chat disagrees with you.
Well, they could disagree. That's
fine. They're entitled to their opinion. It's wrong. But that's fine. They're literally just pissed off because we're talking about Tom Holland.
Jonah would climb up there.
Yeah, they say Jonah would climb up there and get them fingerprints.
No. He'll climb up there with his desk while slapping it and punching it really hard, demanding photos of Spider-Man.
That's right.
Like a real man.
I like that they got him for... Even though, he was just doing the broadcasting thing, the talk show he does now.
Which was great.
In the game.
3. Oh, I loved it.
3?
You say 3. Okay.
What do you, Bobby? You, Bill? I think you're going to give it a 4.5.
Here's the thing.
6.6.
Tying it to something that I really like ties it into something like Noir Spider-Man, which is fucking awesome. The fingerless gloves are motherfucking retarded.
Why does it? Yeah, it's
like of the highest fucking caliber retarded. It's as
retired.
Dumb. Retired. It's as dumb.
Which is what he's about to be.
It's literally as dumb as the fucking superheroes like Dick Grayson. Now I said it. They put that little domino mask on and they keep their actual human fucking hair exposed. And then they leave their blood, hair, and fucking face pictures all over a crime scene, and nobody can figure out who the fuck they are. Like, when Superman flies down, he doesn't have to worry about losing his hair on the battlefield. Because it's fucking indestructible.
Unless he cuts it himself. Wait. You need a piece of hair. Hold on a second. I need a
beard. I give the same thing, not just to him. Barbara's a little stupid for all those years that she swung around the fucking rooftops having her hair hang out the back of her mask. First off, I know you're a redhead now because that's your real fucking hair. And it could be tied in the mask, but it's not. That's her fucking hair.
Batwoman does something clever. It's a wig.
Yes, it's a wig. It's probably a human hair wig, too, which means if they find hair follicles, it can't be traced back to her.
She did it smart. I agree with your opinion. You leave Dick Grayson alone.
Okay,
he's sacred.
I'll never mess with Rick again because he's not Dick Grayson anymore. What are you doing there? What's
Stop that!
What are, you that. Do, what are you doing? What's
Check
that?
Up.
What's that swaying?
So, what do you think about this Spider-Man?
Oh, this Spider. Okay,
what?
You leave him alone.
Who? I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
They fuck.
Okay, are talking about this New Titans where he says "fuck Batman,"
which is exactly what he's supposed to do. That is right to the time that he's in. He did say fuck Batman in the comic books. That's right after he left Batman. And remember, that leaving came with a punch in the face.
Yeah, Batman got laid out. Dick fucking laid his ass out. What do you think about this Batman?
This Batman?
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Boy, we've been talking about different superheroes.
I'm going to say...
Because he's Bat-Spider!
I'm going to say that this Night Monkey sets the standards for all other Night Monkeys that come after him. He's a three.
Except I don't think we're ever going to see the Night Monkey show up again, Bill.
I don't know about that.
Actually...
Shut up, Shane.
Actually, he may be the best Night Monkey I've ever seen. But I still think that his gloves are stupid, so maybe he gets a 4.2.
Just wait, because eventually we'll have Twilight Squirrel.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll have Twilight Squirrel. We'll have Don Baboon. Not Don, like D-O-N, like, nah.
What we got?
This man is a 3.56.
All right.
So next is his black and red costume.
Next.
Dusk Wombat.
Yeah, we're going to go on to...
His
new set.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new one here.
I like this color scheme.
Or should we go with this to see it better?
Go with that one.
I like the color scheme.
I think red and black is cooler.
Yes.
Color scheme wise, I'll agree.
Shane, we already know you love red and black.
It's not even fair, really. I give it a high score just because
these
of my
cuffs
bias.
Cuffs and track lines go away because of it, because they blend in.
4.3.
I still don't like the fact that the spider's so small.
It's actually a little bit bigger in this new.
I know it is, and I kind of like that the legs aren't black; they're a silver now. It's just that always bugs me a bit. But I am going to give it a 4.2.
Well, I think the reason the spider is weird is because it comes off of him.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually...
Oh, wait, that's that little drone spider,
yeah,
isn't
it? Pops off him now.
Yep, it's a drone.
I forgot about that.
I think after it pops off, there's a little emblem left there, isn't
there?
Yeah, it is. Okay, that's... it's been a minute since I've seen the movies, so
yeah, so
I forgot
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a drone.
And
so
he still has the wings.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Even though we didn't get a single picture with the wings are there.
Yeah, when he jumps out of the plane.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't think we did.
Yeah, okay. He's got the glider wings.
Yeah, because he's got the wings.
Which the original very first costume had. It's a throwback. This whole thing is a steep
throwback. Either way, I'm waiting on two people.
I think a lot of things help him. Because he looks more like an actual Spider-Man now that they got rid of all the track lines and the extra stuff because this, and this now blend in with the actual black. I like black and red more than I like red and blue. Even though red and blue is the traditional recognized color scheme, I got to give love to the Ditko original color scheme.
That's the OG colors.
Yes, I think it makes the most sense. And there's even been argument that Spider-Man never left, quote, red and black. It's that comic books depict light on black as blue. I've heard that argument many times. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I've heard the argument, and it stands reason when you see something like Batman, who was blue and gray.
Yeah.
But if he was actually a shiny blue, he could not have bled into shadows the way he did, which means that more than likely that really is just a comic inconsistency that light hits black and for some reason it turns blue, but then on other characters it stays black, so argument.
It actually, technically speaking, part of that comes down to a matter of the mythos for ninja is everybody presumes ninja wore black. No, they didn't. Ninja wore blue, because if you wore black in the middle of night with only the moon shining, you're going to stand the fuck out.
But
because
if you wear
what's
like
that
a
shadow?
Very deep blue, like
but
a-
yes.
Yeah, but he wasn't deep blue.
He wasn't deep blue.
Is also fucking almost fucking sky blue sometimes.
Right.
But regardless of all that argument, aside from his gloves here, it's about the only thing I mark him down for. Because if you're going to do this, I feel like they should have also followed it suit on the boots, too. And they didn't, so... It seems out of place, like he's got these weird guard things, but not shin guards.
Wouldn't that be what the shiny black part on the boots would be then?
No, because they don't protect. Like, look at this. That glove literally is his entire arm. except for the red part. That
oh
goes,
yeah, I didn't even think about that for the.
But they don't. They don't follow suit, and I fucking like Death Jr. here complaining that it's not fucking proportional. But
that was a good.
Oh god!
I like him more than I liked the other one I seen. Let's go 3.7. Yeah, let's do that. Before I second guess myself and put him in the 4 category. And I'm only marking him down because I really the gloves they mess with my eyes. I think
somebody in the chat might have just dropped mine down a lot.
Why is that?
Gloves are similar to Miles. I fucking hate Miles.
Eh.
See the problem. I like the black and red. I love the original red and blue colors, but I have no problem with colors here. I hate
the
gloves.
I mean, when you say original, you got to say classic. Original is black and red.
For me, it's red and blue. It's classic original.
Right. Well, because original is Steve Ditko.
But I don't mind it. I like it, but it's not the normal Spider-Man that I know.
Right. Kind of like classic Batman is blue and gray. That's classic.
Yeah.
But original, he was black and gray.
But
with purple surgical gloves.
With purple surgical gloves.
That's OG Batman.
That's original.
Fuck
original.
Batman.
But the gloves, they're just...
Has anyone seen the Joker?
Yeah, they mess with me.
Has anyone seen the Joker? Snap. He's due for his prostate exam. Snap.
3.3.
Okay.
Yeah. 3.78. Moving on.
That was actually kind of scary.
The co-op pictures.
I did 3 before he even said anything.
So, that means Andrew Garfield, part
2. Yeah, I think Garfield,
Spider-Man.
Part 2 won.
Did he win?
Yep.
That would be neat if they did like a full-scale fucking Spider-Verse Sony Pictures
live action,
crossover thing.
Live-action Spider-Verse.
The reason I would be surprised if this ever happened is, one, I don't think Sony has the money to do it.
Nope.
You're talking 3 motherfuckers that would be requesting top billing.
Yep.
Like, all 3 of them would be like, well, fucking my Spider-Man made all this money. You get what I mean? Like, right off the bat, you would have a power struggle between just these 3 guys. And that's just to get your Spider-Man. You don't even have a villain yet.
Well...
Like, that's a hell of a lot of money just to get these 3 actors on board.
Yeah, but if Photoshop is to be believed, there might already be another Spider-Man that's already here that they're going to have to pay as well. Because on the billboard in the back underneath the Garfield.
No, that's Miles. You couldn't do that because the live action, if the anime guy came in, it would fucking be ridiculous.
Yep, right. But that's what I mean. Then you have another guy.
But you could...
That's the PS4 Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the PS4 Spider-Man.
That's Quentin Beck above him.
Which, that would be questionable too because you'd have to hire a whole new actor. It couldn't be done.
Right.
Like, it'd take a lot of setup. The only way you could do a Spider-Verse live action right now is with the 3 guys people know, because you've got to sell it to the casuals.
Unless you
the
try to
casuals
bring in...
are the ones that make your money.
Yep. Unless you try to bring in some of the other Spider-Men shows for live action Spider-Men.
Oh, that would be impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
That guy's too fucking
dead.
Old and too fucking dead.
Yeah.
They're too old and too dead. Yep, that's about
some
right.
Some of them are...
The one from the 50s, I'm pretty sure, is dead.
No,
if
not, only,
he's on his
the
way.
The only way this movie could be done is with these 3 guys, and just getting all 3 of them in shape, because you don't just got to pay for these guys to do your movie. You got to retrain them. You got to make sure their bodies are in line, which means you got to pay for all their personal trainers and shit. And I don't know if you ever looked that up.
That's
personal trainers
shit.
Cost a lot of motherfucking money. Like some of those guys cost $6,000-$7,000 an hour.
Yep.
And they're on call. So before you eat dinner, you call them to see what you're going to eat. Like, hey, I was thinking about eating this, and they're like, no. And just because you made that 5-minute phone call, you owe that guy $3,000.
Yep.
Sony will just take out a loan.
I'm a big time personal trainer.
Start working out. Yep. Make yourself look like you know what the fuck you're talking about, and dumb fucking people will pay you to tell you how they could stay healthy when it's all a line of bullshit, because even the healthiest fucking people in the world have died from 30 fucking years old having heart attacks.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, it was hilarious. There was a dude who literally dropped dead in the center of Central Park. You know what his job title was? His job title was motivational workout enthusiast. He told people to go fucking jog. Go down, do you some jogging. Morning, he'd wake up, he'd jog. Afternoon, he'd go for a jog. In the evening, he'd go for a jog.
Too much
Before
cardio.
He went to bed, he went for a jog. They found him dead in Central Park. You know who found him? Two smokers.
Next.
Yes!
Next.
Air 5.
Oh, bah! Look how sweet that picture is.
Yes.
That is pretty sweet. The Night Monkey?
No, Tony Stark swooping through in the back being like, are you guys keeping my my kid okay?
Yeah.
Make sure he stays safe. He's
he
got school tomorrow.
He can't. Tony's dead.
You guys watching my nephew?
It would literally be Tom Holland's Spider-Man would have like a little wrist thing pop up. It'd be a little hologram of the Tony Stark AI.
What?
That's not there yet.
We need some Miles up in this picture.
No.
I love that black and red suit that Miles rocks. Or we can get Ben Reilly. We can have a Scarlet Spider. Ooh, Spider Pig.
That's Spider,
Spider
Ham.
Ham.
It's a fucking pig. I don't give a fuck.
It's Spider Ham.
And where does Ham come from?
They need Spider's Man.
Yeah.
We need
You know what that is?
No.
It's a different universe where a bunch of spiders think they're Peter Parker.
Yep.
Literally millions and millions of spiders, and they climb on each other, and they make a Parker, a
yep.
Spider-Man, but he's literally made of millions of spiders.
Yep.
That's dumb.
His name is Spider's Man.
We also need
Doppelganger.
We also need the Spider-Man that took Otto Octavius' arms.
Dude, that dude was cool.
Mm-hmm. We need that Spider-Man, too. Mm-hmm.
I love how Shane does it. Didn't even bat an eye. He was like, who the fuck is that? Keep moving.
Yep, kept moving. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Next.
The Peter Parker that has two legs and six motherfucking fuck you arms.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
The man
That's
spider.
That's fucking awesome.
That's dope as shit.
Dude, that is neat.
Yep.
That was good. That's good.
Our grandfathers have fought together. It's funny. You think you still got it in you? Look, you fucking whippersnappers out make me get my little pardon out. I know, so yeah. I just said the little pardon.
Yeah.
I win. If they were fighting each other, but they're not.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
So that's done. We went well the fuck over our normal time.
Well, hey, this should hopefully tide motherfuckers over until sometime mid-January.
Yeah, because this is it. We are out for a while now.
Unless a few of us get together to do something at, like, the beginning of January. But
do we know when we come back?
Because
it's usually after New Year's, and normally it would be either the day of the con or the week after the con.
Well, the con is what, the fourth?
The third.
Because we've had times where we do the show and then go to the con.
If we don't do
or we
fourth,
do it at the con.
If we don't do the fourth, we're not back till the 18th.
Right.
Unless we did it the week after.
I might come back and do, since I'm not going to the con, I might come in here and do it.
Same.
I'm not
I don't,
going to the con either.
I honestly don't know if I am because I'm not going to have my vacation time kicked back in yet.
No, it's not till like the 14th or
some
shit.
It's the first
I will be going since that's where I met Rachel. So
no, right. There's nothing wrong with that.
So in which case you can do the Gundam one?
We actually get our vacation.
Yeah, we could do Gundam.
Yeah. Yeah. I could prep for the Gundam episode because we won't have Scott. Gundam.
The only downside is Scott will miss 200.
Oh my God. Holy shit! We are okay. Well, I think we're out. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.